So I had Mass last night and 5:30, and at 3 o'clock yesterday I had a wedding at Robert Carr, and then I came to the 5:30 Mass, and we had a blessing for a married couple, Clara and Horace Brown, celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. So that's parish life. Day one marriage and 50 years marriage. It kind of struck me, it reminded me of a story of a little fish that had come up to the surface to enjoy some of the sunshine. And he came across a teacher that had his grade school kids out on a nature hike to explain some of the things that they would encounter. And the teacher looked in and saw the fish, and he said, "Now there's a fish. He needs water to stay alive." The fish, hearing this, started to panic. He said, "Oh no, I need water to be alive." And he went looking around and asking all the people, all the fish under the water, "I need water to be alive. Where do I find it?" And he kept going, and he finally found an old fish dwelling at the bottom. And without even batting its fin, he said, "The water's all around you," just very calmly. And I kind of consider that to be like the 50th anniversary married couple. They're settled. They got the edges of their lives pretty worn down for the most part. When you live with someone that long, or you're rubbing shoulders with people that long, I think the edges start to get a little worn down, don't they? And that can hurt, too, on the way, by the way, right? I mean, you go, ouch! And, of course, just starting out, first day, a lot of joy, and that is something to be joyful about, but there's a lot of challenges, too. Now, how do we get from one day to 50 years? Well, honestly, I don't believe it's possible without Christ and him crucified, because if you take a look at marriage and what it means, you really do find an image, as Paul teaches us, of Christ's relationship to his church. And that means there's a lot of self-donation going on. I mean, to put your life into the hands of another for the rest of your life, I mean, that's pretty courageous. And there's not a lot of people that want to do that today. The easy part of marriage is that the two shall become one flesh. That's easy. And the proof of that is that everybody's doing it. If it was hard, I don't think everybody would be doing it. In fact, we've even put that on the market and made it transactional. You can pay money for the two to become one flesh. That's how easy it is. And that should tell us something. We're avoiding the harder work. What is that harder work? Well, the harder work is when you start to probe the inner sanctuary of another person. And you might even meet differences, or you might encounter something there and go, "Whoa, I didn't know that was there." Because you don't know everything up front. There is a bit of bliss and ignorance on day one, but you start living with someone, you start to get to know them, and that's okay, but what happens? Sometimes we get tempted to pull back the gift that was so generously offered on day one at the wedding. That's the temptation. It takes various forms, maybe like the silent treatment. I mean, what's that? I'm just saying, I'm not giving you the gift. I'm just ignoring you. Or maybe you need to get out of the house. You go to Dairy Queen, get a snow cone, whatever. You just have to get out, and you're tired, and you're weary. And hopefully you come back to the table, and sometimes it gets so bad. And we do have situations where it's intolerable. And I'm aware of that. It can get so hard that it can't go on. Now, in my own life, at one point, I was taking back the gift. I was done. I was finished. I couldn't do it anymore. And the way Christ came into my life at that point was not like a tyrant, but just as he is in the gospel today. And he says, "Come to me, all you who labor at marriage." Oh, and I forgot to put this in. Did I mention that children are high maintenance? You know, we talk about that in relationships. Oh, he's high maintenance, or oh my goodness, she's so high maintenance. Well, guess what? By definition, children are high maintenance. Yeah. I mean, there's parenting today. Wow, what a challenge that is. I'm not trying to put the young people here down. I just looked at a couple of them over here. I'm not trying to put you down, but hey, you are high maintenance. A lot of work to raise children today. And there's a lot of parents that are willing to lay it down for you. And that's good. That's a beautiful thing. And that's an imitation of Christ, who laid it down for us. And that's what we attempt to do. We need to come back to the table. But see, we run out of gas, right? We're done. We're tired. We're weary. And what is it about us that just goes on so convinced of our self-sufficiency that we wouldn't even pay attention to this word Jesus is saying to us in the gospel? Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened. I will give you rest. Why is that the last thing we ever even consider to do? Because that's what he wants us to do. He doesn't come on the scene like a tyrant and start trying to whip you into shape. No, he's meek and humble of heart and revives you in his love. That's what he's doing. And that's what he's doing from this Eucharist. And what do you encounter here? Just look at the cross. The cross is a memorial of, or the Eucharist is a memorial of the cross. And what you find there is self-donating love. For the times when we're tempted to take back the gift and don't want to give anymore. And that's the challenge of life. I mean, it really is in many ways, because we're all tempted, I think, and especially in this culture today that has largely abandoned Christ, we have a lot of people on the take. It's only about them. And they're not really too concerned about you or me or us. And then Jesus comes on the scene. He wants to get us back into giving the gift. And he's given us not only an example, but the promise. If you're laboring and trying to do that, come to me. I'll revive you. I'll give you rest. I'll even relieve you of some of that burden and help you carry it. My yoke is easy because there's a place for two of us, you and me, instead of you alone. That's Jesus. You know, at this altar, I couldn't give Jesus to you. I couldn't. If in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus had decided not to follow the Father's will, I couldn't give him to you from this Eucharist. Because I don't have power to reach up into the heavens and pull him down. I can't do that. On the cross, Jesus is giving himself down to the last drop of the blood in his body and the water in his body, everything, to the Father. And the Father willed that his Son be given to us. That's what he willed. And he was given to us. He was handed over to the hands of our ancestors, and that's what happened. That's what happened. Now, Jesus in the garden did say, "Father, if this cup can pass me by, please let it pass me by. But yet not my will, but yours be done." And what was the Father's will? That Jesus go from the Immaculate Heart and loving devotion of the pure, unadulterated hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary into our hands. And he said yes. And that's what happened. But that's not the end of the story, see, because what also happened was he destroyed everything that keeps us from the Father, and even built a bridge for the Father into our hearts. That's what he did. He's the bridge. He's the mediator. He built a bridge right into our hearts. And he said yes. So that now there's a new possibility. There's a new possibility now. I'm going to hand him over to you. And I pray to God never to be a Judas, who was the first one to do that. He was an apostle. He was entrusted. Christ entrusted himself to Judas. Judas handed him over into our evil hands. And our ancestors crucified him. The Father said, that's not the end of the story. I raise you from the dead, defeating all that evil. And now we get baptized into his love to make a new possibility. That when I hand him over into your hands today, there's a loving, welcoming heart saying, yes, Jesus, come into my life. I love you. Instead of what he met the first time. That's why he did it. That is what we call the revolution of love begun in Christ. That's what it is. He came to make that possible. And we're not enemies anymore. Or at least he attempted to make that possible. The gift of mercy and forgiveness through repentance is on offer to the whole world. And a lot of people are accepting that. You're among them. You're here. You're here. And yes, the ministers, I haven't the power to pull him from the heavens. But guess what? He's coming generously and being given to you. Because he said yes in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, yes, Father, your will be done. I am willing to allow myself to be handed over into their hands or onto their tongue. And I can do that today with you, and I am doing that today with you because of his generosity, his self-donating love. He wants to come into your life and help you with your burdens. That's all he wants to do. Help us. And that's, I guess, the message of the gospel today, really, is why don't we let him? Why don't we let him into our lives? It does take faith to believe, but he's coming to this altar. He's coming by his own generosity and his willingness to obey the Father a couple of thousand years ago and said, yes, I'll be handed over into the hands of these people so that when Father Dan has Mass in 2023, he'll be able to hand me over into their hands too, but with a new possibility that the people now will be loving and welcoming toward us, Father. For all those baptized into Christ have now received the love of God into their hearts. And we've got a new situation here. Because he said yes. So why don't we say yes? Come to me, all you who labor at being married and the high maintenance it costs you to raise children and are burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. There's a place for two of us, you and Jesus. And learn from me, because I'm meek and humble of heart. And you will find rest for yourselves. How is that possible? Because his love will revive you. And that's the Eucharist in description. That's what it is, and that's what's coming to you today, reviving love. So when he comes to you and he's handed over, there it is, the fullness of Catholic tradition, handing over, traditio, to hand over, the body of Christ, here comes, the fullness of the deposit of faith right into your hand or onto your tongue. Everything the church has to offer, it's right there because he said yes in the garden. So let's welcome him today. That's the message of the gospel. Say yes.